The Master is this year's Tree of Life, the movie critics rave about, in spite of the fact that David Thompson in The New Republic says, "I have the gravest doubts as to whether it is about anything." Lisa Schwartzman calls it enigmatic, and Carrie Darling in The Eagle described it as easy to admire but harder to love. I beg to be excused from either activity. At one point, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Joaquin Phoenix, and a woman go off into a barren desert flat with a car and a motorcycle, and Hoffman orders Phoenix to make a fast run, and Phoenix disappears in a distance and doesn't come back. Shortly, we see Hoffman and the woman in fading light walking across the desert in the direction Phoenix disappeared. Asking why they didn't take the car is as futile as asking why, at some kind of a party, half a dozen women are suddenly stark naked, by no means all attractive enough to be a glimpse into Phoenix's imagination, and of no apparent relevance to anything else in the movie. These are by no means the most important mysteries in The Master, which Schwartzbaum suggests might become intelligible on second viewing. Hoffman's performance is fascinating, and Phoenix is fine scene by scene, but neither one has a chance to make a full character out of what seem to be fragments of a plan. Amy Adams has virtually nothing to do. Rumor had it that The Master had something to do with L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology, but Thompson doesn't think the Scientologist will bother to be upset. The picture most often brought up in comparison is the same writer-director, There Will Be Blood. I've always suspected that writer-director Paul Thomas Anderson sacrificed the totality of that picture in favor of Daniel Day-Lewis. I suspect that he has done the same thing with The Master in favor of Philip Seymour Hoffman and Joaquin Phoenix. Jim Erickson, over and out.